You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. The San Antonio Book Festival is asking supporters to speak up as city leaders consider cutting funding for the annual event. TPR's Corey Cook reports.
Festival organizers launched an online petition urging the city to maintain its financial support, saying the free event attracts more than 25,000 people and generates more than $3 million in economic impact. Executive Director Lisa Ayers says a reduction in city funding would force difficult choices.
We're a small but mighty organization. So what that would really mean is that we would have to reduce the number of authors we bring from across the nation and the world, which is one of the things that people love about the festival, is seeing those authors that, you know, you see on the bookshelves, and those come from far away.
Ayers says the proposed cut came as a surprise.
It's an unexpected cut that we would take a while to respond to, so we'd have to make some drastic decisions.
The petition is available on the festival's website and social media pages. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
University Health, Bexar County's public hospital system, plans to keep its property tax rate unchanged as it prepares to open two new hospitals next year. The hospital district's board approved maintaining the rate at 27 cents per $100 of property value. Bexar County commissioners will consider the proposal on Tuesday. University Health says the cost of hiring and training staff for the Palo Alto and Retama hospitals, combined with the pressure of federal funding, could push the system into red during the first half of next year. An instrument designed by a scientist at San Antonio Southwest Research Institute has made the first direct temperature measurements beneath the surface of Io, a moon of Jupiter. TPR's Jerry Clayton has more.
Scott Bolton is the Juno spacecraft principal investigator. His team didn't initially believe the sensor would be able to measure the temperature below the surface of the volcanic moon.
And we saw that our lowest frequencies, which penetrate the deepest, actually saw and measured warmer temperatures. And so that told us right away that we must be seeing in where there's magma underneath the surface.
Bolton says the discovery could improve understanding features on other bodies in space and even volcanoes on Earth.
We can learn how volcanoes work and monitor them and even maybe learn how to do better predictions. You know, that would be a great goal, and I'm hoping that maybe some of these discoveries will lead to something like that.
The Juno probe was launched in 2011 and arrived at Jupiter in 2016. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
The San Antonio Botanical Garden is one of six gardens participating in an innovative project which could change how some view nature. TPR's Jack Morgan has more.
Maybe you've noticed how the growth habit of some plants have recurring mathematical shapes. The Botanical Garden's Katie Erickson says they're everywhere.
What we're doing is we're looking at plants and nature through a lens of math. Our next celebration is all about infinity, and it happens on August 8th.
A green cauliflower called Romanesco cauliflower repeats an incredibly intricate design.
Yes, exactly. And you, in that cauliflower that you're talking about, you can see kind of a fractal pattern and never ending, or what could be a never ending or an infinite pattern.
Those worried by the heat should know that it starts at 9 a.m. and goes to 1 p.m.
People will get to learn about ancient cycads and ferns and plant propagation, even build little tiny terrariums that hold an infinite cycle of an ecosystem inside itself.
You can find more at tpr.org. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.
And you're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.